Good morning. A Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, let's start with the coronavirus, which continues to spread. Second death reported in the U.S. Officials see growing indications that the virus has been spreading undetected in the Seattle suburbs for weeks. Six confirmed cases from a nursing facility have made Kirkland, Washington, a point of concern. We have a Manhattan woman now, the first case in New York State. Governor Cuomo pushing to have the state conduct tests because they were able to get a test that seemed more accurate. They got that approval, and that's happening at the Wadsworth Lab in Albany. Number of deaths worldwide exceeding 3,000, and the coronavirus in China, a fight, says the New York Times. China giving citizens a color code with red flags. The new system uses software to dictate quarantines and appears to send personal data to police.
David, this is a very serious situation, obviously, and a lot of people are calling off trips. They're supposed to go away. They're supposed to go out of the country. But many people feel that, well, you don't want anybody to panic, that if they do that, they might not get back in. For example, when the president was talking at his recent press conference, he made it clear that one option was closing the southern border, something he's wanted to do from the very beginning. So, David, a lot of people are canceling vacation plans. Certainly nobody wants to, David, get caught on a cruise where they can't get out. Now, the Wadsworth Labs, it's a very interesting story because I talked with the governor the other day in one of our interviews, and he was very nice about Mike Pence. There was no political rhetoric. He was saying he was working with the vice president, and we know why, because they had to get permission for the Wadsworth Labs, of all places, one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world, to do these tests so that doctors could send their stuff directly to the Wadsworth Labs as opposed to having to go through Washington. And that has now been accomplished. So one of the things that this coronavirus is doing is forcing a certain amount of cooperation, which transcends the usual politics, that's for sure.
Big win for Joe Biden on Saturday in South Carolina. The win in the Democratic competition narrowed, of course, because Pete Buttigieg has bowed out.
Well, now it gets down to what a lot of people are thinking is going to be a two-person race. And that will, of course, be Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Sanders is leading in many of the polls. He's doing extremely well. And, you know, whether or not the South Carolina win for Biden will mean a great deal, I don't know. One thing is for sure, people will be walking into the polling places and have been in early voting. So that when you see something like this happening, where a huge win for Biden in South Carolina, people have already voted based on what they knew before. So I think this is now a new race. A big question to me is whether Mike Bloomberg pulls out, because if one moderate is going to be the standard bearer against the more, why don't we use the word revolutionary, Bernie Sanders, then that's the way it's going to come down. We see the dropping out happening now. We're going to see more, I'm sure. One wonders whether Amy Klobuchar or some of the others can stay in. Elizabeth Warren will have to worry about whether to stay in or not, because she divides some of the votes with Bernie Sanders. That's going to be a telling thing when we see this continual idea that some people will not be able to stay in the race who have been in it up until now. On the other hand, David, if they go into the convention, they'll have a certain amount of votes, and that's when the real horse trading begins.
And who ends up winning the nomination? Will we see people not voting because they just don't like the candidate?
It's very hard to say. We know that some of that happened the last time around with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Clinton has made no secret of her disdain for Sanders. And this, to some degree, David, could be a replay of what we saw the last time. You could see a possibility that Bernie Sanders' people will say, we were robbed. And if they do that and they stay home, Trump will win again. It was a very close election, as you all remember. Hillary Clinton got more votes nationwide, but because of the Electoral College in key states, Trump won. So the real question is whether the Sanders people or the Biden people will not go out and vote because their person lost. If that happens, that means Trump wins.
You mentioned Mike Bloomberg. He was on 60 Minutes and opened with going after the president on the coronavirus, saying he couldn't believe that the president called it a hoax on Friday night in South Carolina. The coronavirus itself and where we go and what ends up happening, how much of this can hurt the president?
We don't know. The president is losing in most of the major polls against most of the candidates, if not all. But it's way too early to say what the coalescence will look like once the candidates are chosen. Right now, there are an awful lot of people who think that Trump is going to win again, despite the fact that the polls all show him losing.
U.S. Supreme Court is to hear a high-stakes abortion case, Alan. The future of abortion in the U.S. could be at stake when the Supreme Court Wednesday hears what may be its most significant case on the controversial subject in decades. At issue is a state law in Louisiana which requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Pro-choice groups argue that the law would severely restrict access to abortion and lead to the closure of two of the three remaining abortion clinics in Louisiana. Well, we know how the Supreme Court is set up.
We do, and the indications from all the present cases that the Trumpian majority has taken on is that they're going to rule for the president. This is a president, of course, who once was for a woman's right to control her own decisions and her own body, but he isn't anymore. He sees this is where he wins or loses. The court will probably go along with him. It's a very sad day for America, and it means that places like New York, which have passed laws allowing abortion, will continue, of course. This is a state's right, but I can only say it is a sad, sad day for women in America.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, we have to just keep on keeping on.
That's all we have to do, David. We do our best, and we will continue to do it even when there's some very sad news.